Ubeitilu matir mitzil holds no. You can make a nice thick matzah.
Rashi, fighters more kama pasovo. How thick is it that even beitilu is still matter? The Rashi says afilu walki shorah beitilum. Avutz feinu tefach loy. Is amrafuna tefach. You allow to make the matzah as thick as a tefach. Mamash 4 inches thick. That's how thick the matzah can be. It can still be kosher. It doesn't have to be chometz. But thicker than 4 inches, you shouldn't make your matzah. Then already be yichshala from chometz. But tefach is still good. What's the rayim? Shekein matzina b'lechem aponim. We find by the lechem aponim every Shabbos. They had the lechem aponim that or the menachis were not allowed to be chometz. The lechem aponim had a daf to be matzah, not chometz. And still, tefach. Each lechem was a tefach thick. So you see, it's possible to watch a matzah that's a tefach thick. It shouldn't become chometz. So well, then anybody can make matzah a tefach thick. That's Beis Shita. For the Gemara, Maskev la Rav Yosef, for the Yosef Akasha, is this true? Imamru b'z reason, Yoimru b'sheinu's reason, if this was said in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kahanim make lechem aponim, they're very careful to make sure they bake it very fast and well. Should it be said by anybody that makes matzah, could also make it so thick? A normal person doesn't do such a good job. Imamru b'pas ha-melo, Yoimru b'pas sheinu ha-melo. The menachis, they used to bang, a melo means they used to work on it a lot. And the more you work, the more you bang the dough, the less it becomes chometz. So why is the menachis that used to bang? Rashi says, "K'nadnan b'kol ha-menachis tunin sholosh shmeya shifam v'chomesh shmeya zbitam." Now, 500 times they have to bang it. So they used to keep on banging the dough. So that's why we're not afraid it'll come chometz. Ma'ashen kein, the pan shein ha-mela, our dough that we make don't become But regular, our dough doesn't become a chometz. It doesn't, we don't bang it so much. It's not a melo. So maybe it should be yosser. Imamru b'yetzim yiveshim, yomru b'yetzim lachim. You know what type of wood they made the fire when they burnt up, make the heat in the oven to bake the menachis? They use very good dried out wood. So that wood made a nice hot fire. And mashenken, our fires are not so hot. Imamru b'tana cham means yomru b'tana soinin, means in the base of Midrash. The Tana was very, very hot. Like Rashi says, B'chol yom tomid, ho'yimasikin Tana shomidish lafiyas menachos. Every day they used to heat it up. It said that it had heat from it. It was a very, very hot oven. Mashenkin, to say anybody can make his matzah tefach wide, make it taisin. Maybe then it would become chometz. And imamru b'tana shomachis, yomru b'tana shocheris. In the base of Midrash, it was done with a metal tanner. A metal tanner retains its heat much more. Mashenk and a kli cheres that most people use, maybe it doesn't make such good heat. So the kids of the Gemara is saying, not like this. Avadi, you're not allowed to make matzah a tefach thick. Because even though the lechem aponim did that way, that was only the lechem aponim. Mashenk and a regular matzah that normal people make, you are not allowed to make a tefach thick. But the lacha is, as long as a tefach thick tak, you're not supposed to do. But as long as it's less than that, it's all right. Yeah. So tefach thick, you should not make your matzah. So tomorrow, Omer Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Sheilas asked Rebbe, he asked the shayla from Rebbe b'yichud. B'yichud means private. Rashi has 2 pshatim. One pshat Rashi says b'yichud means b'ner l'b'noi. He asked him privately. Another pshat Rashi says is b'bor. He asked him a clear question. The kid said, yes, this Rebbe a question. That Omer Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Sheilas asked Rebbe b'yichud. Omani Rav. Who was his Rebbe? Rav. Hanika the Yami, some say, was Rebbe Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Omar Rav said over the name that Sheilas asked Rebbe b'yichud. That Umani Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He asked his Rebbe, which was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Like Rashi says, Rabbe the Rebbe Yirmiyah Rav. Rebbe Yirmiyah's Rebbe was Rav. Rabbe the Rav Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Rav's Rebbe was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. B'kitzur, he asked his Rebbe this question. My Passover, what does it mean that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to make matzah or thick matzah? He answered him, Pas Merubah, a new pshat. Not that it means they're very thick, but it means you're allowed to make a lot of bread together. So tomorrow, for your might correlate Passover, so why do you call it a thick bread? If you just mean to say you're allowed to make a lot, so why is it called a thick bread? And the Gemara Mishum Dinafisha Belisha. That means a lot means you do a lot. It's what it means thick, it's a thick dough. in order to make a lot of bread, you have to make a nice thick dough. So that's what Beis Hillel was matter. Beis Hillel was matter to make a lot of dough, to make a lot of bread for Yom Tov. So the Gemara, that's one shot. The boy is saying, another teretz is, the Yasra the high Tana, in this Tana's place, in his Mokum where he lived, Lepas Meruba, to a lot of bread, pass over Korilei. That's what they called it. They called it a thick bread. But it's not talking about Hilchas Chometz now, if you make the matzah very thick, but rather it's a shayla on Yom Tov. Are you allowed to do a tircha shein tzorich? Are you allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov, even though you don't need so much? Is it mutter? So the Gemara, my timer, what's the tzaden Beishame says, no, you're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. Mishum nekot tzorich tirchot loy tzorich. Isn't it telling me it's a posh halacha, you're doing tircha? Like, you know you're not going to eat this much bread or this much matzah. So you're not allowed to bake so much matzah on Yom Tov that you're not going to eat. For the Gemara, that's the pshan Beishamei. My year of a Pesach, why is the machlekes brought down only on Pesach, which is mashma? It's halach in chometz, afilu b'yom tev nami. Even on a regular yom tev, you should have the same shaila. It's a shaila now, not as chometz, but when you bake bread on yom tev, are you allowed to bake more bread than you need? And the Gemara is true. Einoch in ami, stak it true. For the high tana b'yom tev shal Pesach koi. Sam, this tana was talking about on Pesach. But who was in any Yom Tov? It's a machloikis beisham and beisilum. It's not a machloikis nuchas chometz. It's a machloikis if you only need one or two breads, or you're allowed to bake three or four breads. And the reason why beisilum is make was brought down aloch is because if you bake a lot of breads in the same oven, the same time, each bread tastes better. The more in the oven, the better each one tastes. So therefore, it's called a tzarech is one bread that you're baking. You have more in the oven that makes this one taste better. That's Beis Hillel Svaris Mutam. And Beis Shammai doesn't offer that svar. He else, no. L'maisi, you're not allowed to bake it. Not allowed to bake more than you need. So Nechlami, it's not a machlokes in Hilchas Chometz. It's a loch in Hilchas Yom Tov. Well, Tanya Nam Yochai, bring your right to this. Is this the machlokes that we have? Beis Shammai Yermin, Ein Oifin, Pas Ovid B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to bake thick bread on Yom Tov. Or Beis Hillel Matirim. You see clearly, it's not a shayla in Chometz. They don't say about Pesach. It's a stam by Yom Tov. So what's wrong with making a thick bread on Yom Tov? You have to say it means you're making a lot of breads. You're making more than you need. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bake more than you need. And Beis Hillel is matir because that's called the Sarach Yom Tov. The one bread that you do need tastes much better if you have more breads in the oven. Yeah. Yitzhak Rabbonim, another Gemara. Yitzin b'pas nikiyam. You can be yitzin mitzvahs matzah with nice clean matzah, even though the flour is very clean. Over yadora can be very nice. Over srikin amasiyor mepesach. Even if you have pictures in the matzah, nor you carved out pictures in the dough, designs in the matzah, still you yitzin. After Pishom, even though the locher is it would set over, Einois and Srikin am Sir Mepesach, that Metchili you're not allowed to do it. Metchili, when you make your dough, you're not allowed to take out time to make a picture designs in the matzah, in the dough. Because we're afraid while you're waiting to make the designs in the dough, maybe the dough will become chometz. So Metchili the locher is when you make your dough, you're not supposed to make any designs in the matzah. But for the evidence, if somebody did make a design and he watched it, that it does not become chometz, havad is yoytze. That's this halacha. If you made it already, you're allowed to eat it. But matzili, you're not supposed to make matzah that has designs on it. That the we stam make holes, that's not called design. That takes a second, we make our holes in the matzah. But to take out time to make designs, that's also because it's gzeira, maybe while you're making your design, the matzah will become chometz. Omri Rav Yehuda. This person asked the Chachamim, why was it said, why can't I make this dough to unpaste matzah that has pictures on it? What's wrong? The Chachamim answered back to them, because an Isha takes the time when she wants to make these pictures in the dough. And we're afraid that time, maybe the dough becomes the chometz. So this person, Baisos ben Zoynim, et Chomin, Efshe Yasena B'Tfus. What's going to be if I have a defus, I have a mold?
that I have a mold already with the tincture. It takes me 1 second. I just put the dough inside the mold and take it right out. So that should be mutter then. There's no time involved waiting.
V'yekvenu kivon, and I can do it very, very fast. I'll just put it into the mold and take it right out. So what's wrong with that? Omru loy, the Chum answered back, it's a loy plug. That yomru, people will say, kol asrik and asurim. True, you're not allowed to go down to make pictures, designs in your dough. Of asrika baitis mutarim. But when people hear that what you're doing is mutter, they'll get mixed up, they won't understand. How come this person yes and us no? And they're not going to know that he's allowed to do it because he has a defus. He has a mold. I don't have a mold. Therefore, it's called a loy plug. The Rabbanu made gzeira, no type of pictures are you allowed to make in the matzah, even if you have a mold. And that's the halacha. You're not supposed to make pictures on the matzah. Omer Reb Loza, Reb Tzadik. Pam achas, one time it happened, nechnasti, achar abo, lebeis, Rabbi Gamliel. I once went to Rabbi Gamliel's house. They avil lufonev, they brought in front of him, surikin am tsuyorim apesach. They brought in front of him matzah, the mamash had pictures as designs on the matzah, on Pesach. Omar Tiyabas, I told my father, Loikach Omer Chachomim, didn't Chachomim say that ain oisim srikin am siyom Pesach? That you're not allowed to make matzah like this that has designs on it for Pesach. So how come you let it be in your house? True, before we said b'dievid you're allowed to eat it, but Avadar Rav Gamliel Achur would not do something that you're not allowed to do mitchilo. So how come you, Rav Gamliel, let your bakers make the matzah for you that has pictures on it? Omar Lee, he answered back to me, Bini. He holds that when the Chum made the Gzer, it wasn't made on anybody. It was only set on Bakers. Bakers, when they make a picture, Rashi says, they like to make an exact picture, because they have to sell it. So the makbet to do a good job, that takes a long time. But if a private person does it in his own house, he's not makbet to make such a nice picture. So he does a fast job, there they didn't make a Gzer. That's what Rabbi Gamliel held. The Locha, we hold not like that. We hold any type of a picture if anybody is awesome. I call upon him, he held here that it is mutter for a private person to do it. The Gzera was only upon a baker, that he has to do a very good job, he'll take his time. They were afraid maybe you come with a chametz. Yeah, Iker the army, some said, Hoche Kamala, this is what he answered. Loi shel nachtam omru, they did not only say that a nachtam can't do it, elishol kolodim, no, enichnami, nobody's allowed to do it. So then, Takat Akasha, how come it was done there? He's not answering the question then. Yeah. No, but Ika the Amri. No, forget. Ika the Amri. Just the opposite. They did not know. They said a baker does not have the Yisr. Elisha Kolodin. Just the opposite. A private person, he's the one that's not wrong, he can't do it so well. He'll take his time about it. Rashenkin a Nachtum, a professional, a baker, he's used to doing it. He'll do a very fast job, Rashi says. So therefore, a baker is allowed to do it. That was the other pshat. So there is a pshat that one way you're allowed to do. Either the baker's allowed to do it, or else the private person's allowed to do it. Right, so since we're mesupik, which way is halacha, we owe both ways a rasa. Omer Reb Yosi, oisin srikin kemin rikikin. You're allowed to make srikin like small, like rikikin, like very thin matzahs. V'yein oisin srikin kemin gluskois. But you're not allowed to make thick ones. Hey, to make thin matzahs with designs, that's mutter. But to make a thick matzah with designs, that's awesome. Trash yoisin misrikin, misyorin kimin rikikin, vavad shei dakim beklushin, she's very, very thin. Shei memarin lahachmitz. If the dough is very thin, it doesn't become chametz so fast. So therefore, you can afford to take your time to make designs on it. Avaloy mitzayor mesovim. But if you have a thick dough, then you can't take any time, because it comes chametz very fast. So then you're not allowed to make designs on a thick dough. But Allah, we said, any type of a dough, even thin dough, you're not supposed to make designs on it. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan like this. Hasufganim. These are type of doughs. Drashas Hasufganim means also kisvug, a type of a sponge cake, like. A type of a dough that comes into a sponge cake. The Yadushanim, you have a dough that you have a lot of honey inside it. The Yiskritim, Rashi says that's oisin kitzviches. Shaloshin isosin rakim yod. Has a very liquidy bladder. It's very yellow, like pancakes. The bladder of the dough is not a thick dough. It's a very soft dough. It's not a thick dough. The chalis hamesoris.
And the Chalas HaMasoros Rashi says that's made in a frying pan. V'yamaduma. Or else in the case, meduma means that truma fell back into the chulin. His halacha in any one of these type of adoes is halacha patura min achala. Your pot if you're taking off challah from any one of these type of a dough. Even though midiraisa, when you take flour and water and make it into a dough, you have a chiyuv to take off challah. But from these doughs are different. We'll soon see why. They're not called lechem. Since they're not called bread, you have no chiyuv to take off challah from these type of a dough. For the more my challah samasaurus, what does it mean challah samasaurus? Or maybe Shur ben Levi, ze cholot shabale batim. That's a type of a dough that was cholot means we had before. You boiled the wheat first, the flour first. That's the way balabata make him. Which Rashi before said that means like in a frying pan. You make it in a frying pan. Now Omer Shlokas. Shlokas learns why are these doughs different? Why are these dough potter from chalom? By halalu my silfis. All these type of a dough you don't end up putting it in the oven to bake it. But you rather cook it in a nilfus, in a pot, or in a frying pan. So since you're making it in a pan, not in the oven, that's why it's not called lechem. Therefore, it's potter from challah. So Rashi, my silf is saying, lefikach lav lechemu, that's why these type of a doughs does not get a shame lechem bread. Because sovar, ein lechem el ofo betaner. What's called bread? Something that's baked in the oven. Kirichsiv lach mechem betaner echad. Mashen can hear that they did an ilfus in a frying pan, not in the oven. That's why you potter from challah. For Rabbi Yechon Amar, no. Rabbi Yechon says, "Maise ilfus chayovim." No, if you use the dough and bake it in a frying pan, it's also called lechem. That's still called bread. So why here are you potter from challah? V'yalolu shosu b'chama. Here we're talking about these dough. You did not end up baking it, not even in a frying pan, but rather just in the sun. You let it stay in the sun. That's not called lechem. You did not bake it in the fire. You only use the sun. That's why it's not called lechem. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, even if you use pans to bake it in, not lavdafka the oven, you do it in a pot, it's also called lechem, as long as it was done over the fire. Since the machlekes of Yechanan is lokish, does bread dafka have to be in an oven? Or else, no, Rabbi Yechon says bread could even be made in a frying pan also, as long as it's made from fire. Nesve, Abakashim. Hasuf Ganim, we just learned, that's the sponge cake. The Adushanim, if you have a lot of honey in the dough. The Eskeritin, that's a very liquidy type of a dough. Is awesome, the Ilfus. If you made it in an Ilfus, Chayovim, then you should know Yechayim Bechala. Who is a chloride to Rabbi Yechonin. That if you made these dough in a nilfus in a frying pan, you are chayiv in chalom. The cham of turim. But if you do it in the sun, then you put it. That's not called lechem. There's a churat yufta, there are shum ben lakish, there's an ofen akash and a shlokish. Here you see clearly, even be yufus in a frying pan, still it's called lechem. Have the Gemara Omar Ula. Omar Lach Reb Shum ben Lakish, she answers like this. Hocha b'mayis kin, you know what we're talking about over here? Sheher siach ulib seif hiddik. I tell you, you have this frying pan that first you heat it up the pan, and then you put the lechem, you put the dough onto it. Now that's really the way you bake. That's why you chayiv b'challah. Aval hiddik. Let's say first you put the dough onto the frying pan, and then you heat it up the frying pan. That's no good according to Rosh Lakish. So Ma, you want to tell me hochinam dipturim? Like that's your pshat Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says a frying pan cannot make bread. Now, what's the difference between a frying pan and an oven? The way you bake normally is, first you heat up the oven, and then you put the lechem into a heat-up oven. That's called baking. Cooking is the pshat is, first you put the dough into a pot, even though there's no water there. But first you put it into the pot, and then you heat up the pot. So Shlokesh is saying, that we say by an ilfus here is chayiv, it doesn't mean a regular ilfus, that first you put the dough, then heat it up. But no, rather first you heat it up the frying pan, and then you put the dough on it, that's when you chay it. For the Gemara then, of the Zayadu Tony Sefer, when the Sefer says what's no good, why does it have to say only? Osun v'cham apturin, why does it say only if you baked it in the sun? That's why it's no good. Liflav v'listenably day. Let's say a chilek even in a frying pan when it's good and when it's no good. According to Rosh Lakish, you should have said like this. When am I saying that it's good that this dough, if you heat it up in a frying pan, it's called lechem? only in the case where first you heated up the frying pan, then you put the dough into the frying pan. That's like baking. But if you first put the dough onto the frying pan, and later first, you first heat it up, pturin. It should have said you potter, according to Rosh Lakish. And about the Brisa says, when you potter only in the sun, it's mashma not like this. It's mashma any type of a pot that you use, still it's called lechem. Not like Rosh Lakish. If the Gemara know. Now the Gemara chasuri next, where something is missing here. Lochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. When do we say it's called lechem? Sher siach ulubsefidvik. Enechrami. Where first you heated up the frying pan, and then you put the dough onto the frying pan. Avul hidvik ulubsefidvik. But if you first put the dough into the frying pan, and then you heated it up, the Rosh Lakish says you're not yaitse dech takul lechem. You're potter from challah. Why? Because naset becomes like kimi shason bechama. It's as if you bake this dough in the sun, which halacha is upturim, you're potter. So that's why it's good Rosh Lakish. This price is just explaining that when you use a frying pan, that you first put the dough into the pan, and then you heat up the pan, that has the same halacha as if you would bake it in the sun. Just like by baking in the sun, pshita yipotter, that's not called lechem, Rosh Lakish says, who are then using a frying pan that way is also potter. The only time you chayiv is, if first you heat up the frying pan, and then you put the dough inside it. That's the derech of baking. So we didn't shlug up Rosh Lakish yet. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Yoitzin b'matzah hina. It could be yoitzin mitzvah matzah with matzah hina. We'll soon see what that means. Over matzah ho asuya b'yofis. And a matzah that was baked in a frying pan, also yoitzin. Sechur tzakash in Rosh Lakish, you see clearly it's called lechem. Because matzah, we know the Pasuk says lechem only. It has to be lechem to be yoitzin de matzah. So you see, even in a frying pan, not only in an oven, are you yoitzin de matzah, lechem. And the Gemara Hachinam here also it means shirasiach lepsoif hidvik. It means no, that first you heated up the frying pan and then you put the dough inside it. That's why you ate today mitzvahs matzah. The Enechnam, according to Rosh Lakish, the opposite way, it was not called lechem, you would not be yotze matzah. For the Gemara, my matzahina. What does matzahina mean that you yotze? It means that it was baked, but not baked completely. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, kol sher porso. If you, right after you take the matzah out of the oven, still nice and soft, you could break the matzah. The ein chut in nimshach menenu, and you don't see strings coming apart. Very soft matzah, it's not baked too well yet. The dough, when you pull apart the matzah, it will come out strings. You'll see strings of the dough still coming across. If you see chutin coming across, that's a raya, the matzah was not baked well enough. That's not called matzah, you're afraid it's chametz. Mashenkin, once it was baked enough, that if you break it right now, it'll break in two, and there won't be strings pulling out across, that's called matzina, that you eat, you're not afraid it's chametz. He's called sheporso v'yein chutin nimshach memenu. In other words, the matzah does not have to be burnt. The matzah could be nice and white, as long as it's baked well enough, that when you take it out of the oven right away, even though you could still soft, you can manage to bend the matzahs, they're so soft, but if you pull it apart, the strings don't come across, they don't attach, they're in two pieces, then it's called already baked. That's called matzahina. Right. Omar Rabba, v'chein lach mitoida, the same halach applies to lach mitoida. Because Allah, when you bring a korban toidah, you have to have 40 lechems there. So the same thing, how much does each lechem have to be baked? Even hina is yotze. For the Gemara Pshita, hochol lechem siv, hochol lechem siv, avada. Once it's baked that much, and if you break it, the strings don't come, it's called lechem. So avada yotze by lach mitoidah. Why should lach mitoidah be different than matzah? And the Gemara no. Now the same, I would think, hoyol lechem, since the Pasuk says, v'hikriv mimenu, echad mikol korban, that you have to give one of each, you bring 40 bread,